Marandaf Mem Amid Aleph and Stochen quotes a memory from Rav Huna, the Tzekesh on Nochrim, if non-Jews were kneading dough, and they baked matzahs, and we can recognize by looking at the dough that it's not chometz, we're watching. We're all kneading dough at the same time, and it's the same temperature in the whole room. It means that we know that the matzahs that the non-Jews baked are not chometz, so we're permitted to eat them on Pesach, but you can't use it to be yosef and nitzah. Other mamalik reisim mehem, you're permitted to eat it the leil haseder, but will God provide the shiach or kazayis matzah b'achreina? You have to eat a kazayis matzah that was made by a Jew. So you see from the Gemara, it appears from the Gemara that in order to be yosef the mitzvah matzah, the matzah has to be made lishma, and a non-Jew is not able to create lishma. What's so difficult? How come a non-Jew cannot create lishma? The Gemara has such a din in Gittin that a get is only good to divorce with if the get was written lishma. So a non-Jew writes the get, is considered shalom lishma. Why is it considered shalom lishma? What is it? The Nochem have such a shvach and kop that they can't concentrate. What's so difficult? So there's a ritva on this daf that's very interesting. The ritva says, because the Nochem are not mitzuvah in the mitzvah of matzah, and whoever is ain't a b'tarus, whoever is not obligated to fulfill a certain mitzvah, is unable to create lishma. And it's a mazel that women are mechuyav matzah, because throughout all the generations, women used to bake the matzahs. And matzah should have really been considered a mitzvah sasesha as mangrama. Women should have been exempt. So if women would have been potter, so women wouldn't be able to make matzah either. Whoever is not mechuyibadovar is not able to create lishma. That's the pashtus that the Rav Chaim writes in his sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. Rav Chaim quotes from the Dayan, Rav Simcha Zelig, was the Dayan in Brisk. I think he's the only person that he ever quotes in his sefer, Rav Simcha Zelig. So he quotes that Rav Simcha Zelig pointed out in the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin that if a non-Jew writes a get, it's not acceptable because it's shaloi lishma. Why is it shaloi lishma? Because the nochri is any b'tar is gitin mekidushin. The Gemara says that an Eved Kenayni doesn't have gitin mekidushin. An Eved Kenayni doesn't have tfis and sishus at all. Hamadayim ala hamar. Even a nochri who has tfis and sishus doesn't have gitin. The Yerushalmi has two opinions whether the nochri can get divorced just balpeh. The husband and the wife can say goodbye and good luck, nice knowing you, and they walk away from each other. That's how the Rambam paskins. Or the other opinion in Yerushalmi is like the Catholic Church, who is machmer, that they can't get divorced at all. Once they get married, they're stuck for life, and they can't separate at all. But this Yerushalmi says for sure that there's no institution of a get. There's no gerushin miksav. So the Rav Chaim quotes from Rav Simcha Zelig that from the Rambam would appear that the reason why a nochri is not capable to create lishma by a get is because the nochri is ain't a b'tarus gitin mekidushin. Whoever is ain't a b'tarus cannot create lishma in that area. So that's what the ritva says explicitly on that. That's why the nochrim cannot create lishma because the nochri is not mitzuvah in the mitzvah of matzah. There is a gemara in gitin daf memhein beis where the gemara says that a Jewish woman is possible for writing a mezuzah. Because in Chumash Dvarim we darshan smuchim. In Kol HaTorah Kula, if you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, that's called a hekesh. If you have two dinim written in two adjacent psukim, that's called smuchim. And that's a machlokes hatanaim in the beginning of Yevamos on Daf Hey, whether you darshan smuchim. Whether you darshan the fact that one pasuk is next to the other pasuk. So the Gemara says, but in Chumash Dvarim, all the tanaim agree that you do darshan smuchim. We have many, 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 many drushes that are based on smuchim. Many famous drushes that are based on smuchim. The whole institution that who gets malchus, one who violates a lav, which is similar to lo saksam shor b'dishay. That's because in Chumash Dvarim, it says, v'hayom din akos ha-rosho, that pasuk is right next to the other pasuk, lo saksam shor b'dishay. And you have many other drushes. So this is also one of the famous drushes. The pasuk in Kriya Shema, the two psukim read one next to the other, v'kshartim l'yosal yadecha v'hayula tetofiz v'ininecha, and the next pasuk says, achsaptam al mezuzin teisecha v'sharecha. So the Gemara darshan is tanaim, darshan and a brisa. Mishyeshna bikshira, yeshna bikshiva, mishyeshna bikshira, ain't a bikshiva. Whoever is obligated to put on tefillin, Jewish men are obligated to put on tefillin after bar mitzvah, so they can write mezuzahs. But non-Jews, or ktanim, or cherish v'shoite, or women who are not mechuyev to put on tefillin, are possible for writing mezuzahs. So the Gemara learns it out from that pasuk. Ukshartim achsaptem, the smuchim, mishyeshna bikshira, yeshna bikshiva. So the Tosfos on Adav quotes a chiddush from the Rabbi Natan. The Kanoim Rabbi Natan, based on this Gemara, the Rabbi Natan establishes a din that a woman cannot tie tzitzis. since a woman is not obligated to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis because it's a mitzvah saseh shahazman gromo, so therefore the women are possible for kshira tzitzis. So Tosis says, where do you see that in the Gemara? The Gemara needed a pasuk. The Gemara says there's a smukim of shaitan of shaftim. Where do you find a pasuk by tzitzis? How does Rabbi Natam derive from this Gemara? And then he asks, furthermore, the Rabbi Natam is saying that it's a svara. Whenever a woman is pasuk from a mitzvah, so she's possible for making that cheftas on mitzvah. What about a sukkah that was made by a non-Jew? The Gemara says the first, that a sukkah that's made by a nachri is a kosher sukkah. I remember many years ago we used to have a conservative synagogue near our home. So the old rabbi in the conservative synagogue was a European fellow who spoke Yiddish, and he came to America, so he went to the seminary. He wasn't really conservative. But for Parnassus, so he was never a rabbi, so he became the rabbi in the conservative temple. But then after he retired, he was an old man, so they took a young whippersnapper, a young fellow who was all American, and he really studied at the seminary. He was really conservative. So the chazan, the European chazan there, so the chazan didn't like the young rabbi. He thought he was really a shagun. The old one was a nice guy, and the young guy was no good. So he came once to our home on Sukkot with the shaila. He asked my father, apparently the sukkah fell down in the conservative temple, and the rabbi could paskin, the new rabbi could paskin that the goy, the sukkah, can put the sukkah back up again. So the chazan thought for sure that's no good. How can it be good? The goy made the sukkah. They came to my father, and was going to go back to shul and tell him that the new rabbi Teignish, that the sukkah is possible, because Rabbi Shechter said that it's no good. So they came to my father and asked him, what's the din? If a goy makes a sukkah, is it good? So my father asked, where is the sukkah? Tell me where the sukkah is. So he said, the sukkah is on the bima in the shul. Grab the sukkah and the bima, and the chazan says, Kiddush in the sukkah. So my father said, the sukkah is no good because it's under the roof. So the chazan says, well, let's forget about that for the meanwhile. That he's used to already, the sukkah under the roof. That's okay. But what about the fact that the guy built the sukkah? My father said, the Gemara says that that's good. The sukkah that's made by non-Jew is good. So that's what Taisha says, Kan the Rabbeinu Tam. If the Rabbeinu Tam claims, Mitzar HaSvara, that any mitzvah, any person is potter from the mitzvah, a goy is potter from the mitzvah sukkah, and nonetheless, if he builds the sukkah, it is good. The Gemara said the Pharisee that it is good. So how can Rabbeinu Tam say that since the women are potter from the mitzvah of tzitzis, so the women are possible for kshiras at tzitzis? How does he get it? In the Kanaim Rabbeinu Tam, how does he get it from the Gemara? It's a pella. So the Achrayim all explained that what the Rabbeinu Tam meant to say was the following. That a woman is possible for writing tefillin, that the Gemara never needed a pasuk for. The women are potter from tefillin, because it's a mitzvah sesh shazman grama. So that's the svar of pshuta, because ksivas tefillin has to be lishma, and women are reina b'toras mitzvahs tefillin, so whoever is reina b'toras cannot create lishma. The Gemara only needed a pasuk to tell me that women are possible for writing a mezuzah. Mezuzah they are mechleivin. The Mishnah Kedushin says women are mechleivin the mitzvah mezuzah. That's a mitzvah sasei shalayas mangram. So for that, the Gemara needed a pasuk based on the smuchim. Kol sheyeshtem v'kshira, yeshtem v'ksiva. That since the women are potter from the mitzvah of tefillin, so the pasuk even for writing a mezuzah. But the premise of the Gemara, the given it, and what does the drasha tell me? That just like the women are pasuk for writing tefillin, the pasuk for writing tefillin because they're not mechleivin the mitzvah. So that lishmok and they cannot create. So the pasuk tells me that you put all three together, tefillin and mezuzah and sefer Torah, all three are treated in the same way. That since the women are possible, that the women are possible for writing tefillin, that we never needed a drasha for. The drasha is to teach me, even by mezuzah and even by sefer Torah, and this where the women do have a shaykhus by the mezuzah, they're even possible for that. So the Mela, the Rabbeinu Tam says that by tying tzitzis, since you have to tie it lishma, that's a big machlekes, but that's what the Rabbeinu Tam is assuming like that. Since you have to tie tzitzis lishma, and women are potter from tzitzis, because it's a mitzvah sesh shazman grama, so since there ain't a b'torah, so they cannot create lishma. The kasha from sukkah is not a kasha, because the Mishnah, on Daf Pesim and Aleph in sukkah, quotes the machlekes b'shame b'sila, where the construction of the sukkah needs lishma. So b'shame hold you need lishma. If you built a sukkah just for fun in the middle of the summer, a little house to have to play there, and then it happens to be a kosher sukkah, so b'shama hold that it's no good. Sukkah has to be constructed in lishma. But we don't pass like b'shama, we pass like b'shivel. That the construction of the sukkah doesn't require lishma. So if you don't need lishma, so a goy can make the sukkah also, a woman can make the sukkah. The only time the Rabbeinu Tam says So whoever is Zeinu B'Torah is possible for the Asiya is when you need Lishma. So whoever is Zeinu B'Torah cannot create Lishma. The same is by Get, and the same is by the Matzah.
So it's not really Mitzvah. The purpose is Mitzvah,
I think what he means is the premise of the Gemara was that a woman for sure is possible for riding tefillin. And the Pasuk, the Smuchin tells me that I treat mezuzah the same as tefillin. The Braisa there in Gittin of Memhemenbeh says that women are possible for ksivas, tefillin, mezuzah, and sefer Torah. But the Pasuk only talks about ksivas, mezuzah, how do you see? So the answer is no, that was given. That we knew before the smuchim, that women are possible for ksivas tefillin. We only need the smuchim, the drasha, to extend it to mezuzah as well. To treat tefillin, mezuzah, and sefer Torah as the same, but it starts off with the basic premise that whoever is any b'taris cannot create lishma.
Nachri, the same thing.
Yeah, whenever you need lishma, and the nachri doesn't have, it's not mechayiv in that mitzvah, he cannot create lishma. But by sukkah, we pass like the silah there. You don't need asiyah lishma. So the Nachri can construct the sukkah. The sukkah in the temple is still possible because of Tachas Habayis, but there's no psul of cotton. Cotton is a diun in the Avnei Neza, because the Gemara says, as long as the sukkah was put up, l'shem tzel, it's good. It doesn't have to be put, the Shammai required that it should be put up l'shem mitzvah. Chag HaSukkah starts l'chol l'shem mitzvotcha, l'shem chayvoscha. And they still say no, as long as it's put up, the shame tail is good. So the Amnezer raises a possibility. Maybe a cotton is not able even to be mechavan the shame tail. That's a tilpul. He's not
but
sure.
This is a matzah for sure, is the same as butter. He's not the
tithe. This is in matzah, he cannot get. If cotton is in the Torah, he cannot create lishma. That's right. Not everybody agrees that tzitzis needs lishma. The Rabbein Atam is assuming that tzitzis needs lishma. The Rambam holds you don't need lishma. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk that if a non-Jew ties, Dabel b'nei Yisrael b'matel and Yosel and tzitzis. B'nei Yisrael b'yosel, b'loi nochrim b'yosel. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk that if a nochri ties tzitzis, it's puzzle. So the tzitzis there in Gittin, after Mehmeh Beis, quotes the Rabbein Atam who understood that to mean that you need asiyah lishma, and a nochri is Eina B'Torah, so that's where he can't create lishma. And the Mehle, the same applies to an isha. The Rambam holds that it's a special psul, a nochri cannot tie tzitzis, but you don't need lishma. The halacha doesn't require lishma. The shaila says he ties tzitzis, an adult, a Jewish adult ties tzitzis, and he doesn't say he's doing it lishma. Probably he has in mind lishma. What then is he tying tzitzis on? So the Mishnah Brura is machma that whenever you need lishma, you need amira. That's a big machloikas, a big deal in Rishonim. The Gemara talks about tigul. If you shech the carbon and you have machshava to eat it, chutz lizmanoi, chutz l'mekoimoi. Chutz lizmanoi makes a tigul, chutz l'mekoimoi makes a puzzle. Or let's say the first Mishnah in Zvachim, a person shech the carbon, shaloi lishma. He shech the carbon chatos and he decides, well, I need it today for carbon pesos. Forget about chatos. I'll bring the chatos next week. He takes the carbon chatos and he shechs the shame carbon pesos. He takes the carbon pesos, shechs the shame carbon chatos. He knows what it is and he has in mind, I want to be out to something else. So the Mishnah talks about the dinim of shechting karbon shalol lishma. So the Rishonim have a machlokes and every other mesichta, Tosfos raises this issue. What do you mean, machsheves chutz lizman, or machsheves chutz mekon, or machsheves shalol lishma? Machshava means machshava. The Gemara comments on the pasuk, lo yichashiv lo. Pigul hu lo yirotze. Lo yichashiv means machshava, thinking, or machshava means dibur. So Tosfos in Bava Metziah talks about it, and in Psochem, and in Zvachem, and in Tumasichta. Shlichus Yad, right, and Kiddushin, they talk every other mesichta, they raise the issue. So the Rosh in Hilchus Tzilin writes this idea, that if you hold that Machsheva Shalol Lishma means Amira, it doesn't mean just Machsheva, Machsheva's people means Amira, then Mestama, when you need Lishma by a get, or when you need Lishma by writing Tzilin, then you probably mean Amira also. But if you hold it over there, Machsheva means Machsheva, it doesn't mean Amira, then Machshava to be Machsha, something is probably also good enough with Machshava. That's how the Rosh makes a Hashvah. So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tzitzis is Machmer very much about this. He says the Machloikah is Tosfos and the Rambam, whether you have to tie the Tzitzis with Shema or not. Tosfos says you do need Lishma, and the Rambam says you don't need Lishma. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote that you should be Machmer on that. And then on the Shaila, whether you need Amira or not, so when Machmer, you need Amira. So the Mishnah Berurah wants the Pasul Tzitzis a person tied tzitzis on, he clearly had in mind lishma. What then? He bought the tzitzis, he bought a talis, obviously it's lishma, but he didn't say he's doing it lishma. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to pass, so if you didn't say the amir that you're doing it lishma, maybe it's possible. The one who gave the haskama, one of the rabbanim who gave the haskama on the Mishnah Berurah, who wrote his Shalos HaTshuvos before the Mishnah Berurah was printed, writes in his sefer, I think the Bnei Tzion, Shalos HaTshuvos Bnei Tzion, he was the rabbi in Bilsk in Europe. So he has a tshuva he did before the Mishnah Berurah wrote his sefer. He says, no one ever came up with such a wild idea. How come not? So he says, of course it's good. If you tied the tzitzis and you didn't say explicitly you're doing lishma, of course it's good. But why don't you say like the Mishnah Berurah makes the whole tshuva, give the whole tshuva, why you don't say it like that? But now nobody reads the Bnei Tzion anymore. Everybody reads the Mishnah Berurah. This
the same thing by the machine.
No, the fellow who pushes the button says, I want to tie all the tzitzis lishma. So that would be good.
Machine
matzah. The question is, the Gemara talks about the difference between koyach rishon and koyach sheni. The Gemara says that for the purpose, there are three dinim that require koyach rishon, that require koyach gavra. Netilus yadai needs koyach gavra. Shchita needs koyach gavra, and haretzech is chayv nisa. If you murder someone, it's only if he killed him with a koyach gavra. So the Gemara distinguishes in all three cases between koyach rishon and koyach sheni. What does mean koyach sheni? So Gemara gives a marshal. There's a reservoir full of water, and I pick up the dam, and the water starts flowing, and because the water flows, so let's say there's a wheel that the water is turning and the wheel has knives on it, and then there's a conveyor belt with chickens, and every knife, the chickens are tied in such a way, the turkey's chicken tied in such a way, that every knife comes down the chef's chicken, everything is done perfectly. So the Gemara discusses, is that called koyach gavra? If you pick up the dim and the water flows. So the Gemara says, whatever was accomplished through koyach rishon is called koyach gavra. And whatever is koyach sheni is not called koyach gavra. What does it mean koyach rishon? What does it mean koyach sheni? So the Dvar Avram has a tshuva. It's very unclear in the Gemara. One of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael wrote a whole sefer about this. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Halperin, many years ago, 40 years ago, wrote a whole sefer. What's called Koyach Rishon? What's called Koyach Sheni? But the Dvar Avram has a famous tshuva, Kov Nerov. So he writes, he thinks that pshat is like this. If you pick up the dam and you put it down right away, you just pick it up for 2 seconds and you put it down, how much would the water have accomplished? So whatever would have been accomplished by picking up and putting it down right away, that's called koyach rishon. But if you pick up the dam and you leave it up, and then it keeps on flowing, kesedah, so that's called, everything that's accomplished later is called koyach sheni. So that's the shaila, that's what the Dvar Avraham wants to say. If you push a button and you start the whole mechanical system, so if you would have stopped it, you would have pushed the stop button 2 seconds after you pushed the start button, so how much would have been accomplished? Zero. How many matzahs are baked in if you stop the electricity, right? Nothing. How many tzitzis would be tied? Nothing would be tied. So he thinks that that's all called koyach sheni. The fact that the whole system continues and koyach sheni is not called maisa ha'adam. And if it's not maisa ha'adam, then it can't be called lishma. Lishma means asiya lishma. The person did a maisa, and that maisa that he did was considered lishma. So this analysis that the Dvar Avraham has is disputed. The Chazon Ish and the Kozhoglov who was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto, he was the Rabban Kozhoglov before the First World War. Then after the First World War, he had no more Rabbanis. Kozhoglov didn't exist anymore. So then when the Lublin Rav, years later, founded his yeshiva in Lublin, so he invited him to be the Magid Shir. He gave Shurim there are still people alive who remember learning by the Kozhoglov. The sixth floor in the Gottesman Library was dedicated in memory of the Kozhoglov by his brother. I guess he must have been a Torah Mada name. So they have his picture there. They have a picture of the Kozhoglov there. And his brother gave a major donation to the yeshiva to dedicate 5A in memory of his brother. So he has a tshuva where he writes the same as the Chazon Ish. He says, the only time there's a difference between koyach rishon and koyach sheni is when the water is in a reservoir, and there's water pressure pushing down, and I pick up the dam, and then the water pressure is pushing down, pushes the water like this. Well, what if it's not a case like that? What if, let's say, I take a bucket of water, and I turn it sideways, and it takes a few moments till all the water goes out? But I turn the whole thing sideways. So even the continued flow is also considered Kach Rishon. That's not called Kach Sheni. Kach Sheni is not, doesn't relate to me. Is only I pick up the dam and the water would have been pushing out anyway if not for the dam holding it back. So that's what they both write about Nishin Matzis and about Nishin Tzitzis, that that's not called Kach Sheni. They hold that that's called Kach Rishon. And then the Chazon Ish has another taina that he thinks that this din that we distinguish between Kach Rishon and Kach Sheni, how much would have been accomplished if you would pick up the dam just for 3 seconds and put it back down? So how much the water would have gone and would have shechted one or two chickens, that's all. So the first couple of chickens are called Kach Av and the rest of them are not. So he taines that's only, this distinction between Kach Rishon and Kach Sheni only applies in these three cases. The Gemara only has it in the three cases, by Netilus Yadayim, and by Shechita, and by Mechiyav Misa for Ratzeach. Because the halacha requires in these three cases Kach Gavra. But in other cases, there's no requirement for Kach Gavra. You just need Maisa Ha'adam. So the Chazon Ish writes, Maisa Ha'adam it is anyway. Even if it's Kach Sheni, it's also Maisa Ha'adam. Even if it would have really been Kach Sheni, he thinks it is Maisa Ha'adam. So then he quotes the Tesis in Bava Kamma that says, not so. Tesis in Bava Kamma, the Avogam and Bey, says, Ve'ema Mavazu Hamayim. The Mishnah in the beginning of Bava Kamma lists off Av Avis and Zik and Shor Bar Mava Hever, and the Gemara is not sure what the word Mava means. So the Gemara says, maybe the word Mava means a person made a Hezek Ayidei Mayim. So the Gemara says, no, it's not Mayim. Either Mava is Shen or Mava is Ha'odom. But Mava is not Mayim. So Tesis asks, what kind of a Mazik Ayidei Mayim? What did he do? If he made the Hezek with the Kerech Rishon, so it's Adam HaMazik. If he made the Hezek with the Kerech Sheni, Shetaka Dipata. So what's the case talking about? So Tesis works on the Kash. So the Chazon Ish disagrees with the Tesis. What do you mean? He made the Hezek Ayidei Kerech Sheni, so it's not called Adam HaMazik. It's also Adam HaMazik. That halacha that Kerech Sheni doesn't count, that's only in those three cases, by Retzeach and by Shechita and by the Tilis Yadayim. The Gemara says you need a special halacha there of Kerech Gavra, which is something over and above Maisa Ha'adam. But if you talk about an Adam HaMazik, you're talking about Asiyah Lishma. You have to make Tzitzis Lishma. You have to make the Matzah Lishma. Who says you need Kerech Gavra? You need Maisa Ha'adam. The person made the Tzitzis Lishma. So he says if you push a button and it goes for 12 hours, that's all Maisa Ha'adam. Why should you say that? Even if it would have been Kerech Sheni, he thinks that it's not true. He thinks that a system that you push a button, that's called Kerech Rishon. He doesn't even think that it's Kerech Sheni. But he says, even if it would have been Kerech Sheni, he thinks Kerech Sheni is called Maisa Ha'adam anyway, and it is considered Asiyah Lishma. That's why there are many who are Mahadeh Dafkit to use machine Shmur as opposed to Hin Shmur, because Hin Shmur takes much longer. Machine Shmur is much, much faster. So you want to have Shima Mechimas. So the
say 18 minutes. So the fast one is 1 minute, and the slow one is 3 minutes. So why
are we so worried? Nothing to worry about. The Rashba writes in the Tshuva, this is quoted on the bottom of the tour, the Dr. Moshe quotes, the Rashba writes in the Tshuva that he remembers when he was a student by the Ramban, that he was learning in Barcelona, so the Ramban didn't have an oven to bake in. They used to bake down the block. And the goy's oven, they would rent the right to use it. So they would knead the matzahs in the Ramban's home, and they would walk outside in the street with the raw matzahs on top of them, in the summer shining. They would walk down the block, they wouldn't run, and at the end of the block, they would go into the goy's bakery and they would bake the matzahs. So Rabbi Shabel Zechano Levracha, who published different editions of the Ramban, also put out a biography of the Ramban. So before he put out the biography, he figured maybe he'll go to Barcelona to see. Everything is still there, the bakery is still there, and the Ramban's home is still there, and it's quite a walk. He says it takes a few minutes to walk down the block. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Darkei Moshe, the Tshuvas HaRashba. He used to knead the dough in the Ramban's home, and he walked in the street, and the sun was shining. It wasn't burning hot. The sun was shining.
And Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Ramban too?
Yeah, it quotes this Tshuvas HaRashba. Yeah. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that after you knead the dough, you should be memahir to bake it. So what does it mean, Mimahir? So the Chazon Ish says, Mimahir means less than 18 minutes. That's all. It doesn't mean anything more than that. But the people are usually Mahadah. They want to get that it should be baked fast. So there is a famous Tosis in connection with this. There is a Tosis in Gittin, Daf Tes on the base. The Gemara talks about a get that was signed by Nochrin. The 80 Hasim are not Jewish. So Tosis gives 4 different reasons why the get is possible. So they write, one reason is that the Nochri is Pasul Eidus. Another reason is that the husband has to appoint the sofer as a shliach. That's already a big dispute, but that's what Tosfos says. The husband has to appoint the sofer as a shliach to write the get, and he has to appoint the chiddush on top of the chiddush. He has to appoint the edim as his shluchim to sign the get. The edim are his shluchim. The husband appoints the sofer as a shliach to write the get. That's a halva tzarkas. It says in the chumash because of law sofer krisus. It says the husband has to write. So who is the sofer? So one opinion in Tosfos, a big Tosfos has a machlokes. One opinion in Tosfos, the husband has to appoint the sofer as there. But to say the husband has to appoint the edim as a shliach, he can't. What do you mean? How are they shluchim? That's what Tosfos writes. And a goy cannot serve as a shliach for a Jew. So that's the second reason. Then Tosfos gives a third and a fourth reason why a nochri is not good to sign a get. So they say a third reason is that the edim have to sign the shma, and a nochri cannot do anything with shma. And a fourth reason why it's no good is because the goy is zayin b'toras git mekedush. Whoever is zayin b'toras can't sign. So the way we're saying from the Ritva and Rav Chaim, these are not two distinct reasons. Whoever is zayin b'toras cannot create the shma. It's the same reason. It's not two different reasons. But Tosfos there says not so. The Tosfos in Gittin, the Aptesim and Basis, of the opinion that these are two distinct reasons. The Gemara there on Nehem Amad Aleph raises an issue. Is it sufficient if you have, what does it mean Shmura Matzah? What does it mean Shmura Matzah? Shmura Matzah, if a non-Jew makes the matzah, so it's no good, because the Nochri cannot create Lushmo. So apparently that's learned up in the Pasuk, Lushmarta Mesa Matzah, the word Lushmarta means Asiyah Lushmo. You see that in the Gemara earlier, the Mishnah about eating matzah appears on Lamed Hey, Lamed Aleph. Evid Varm Sharm Yetzimem Dechavasa the Pesach, what kind of grain do you have to use? And what if it's a matzah shal truma? What if it's a matzah shal maizah sheni? And then the Mishnah ends off. What if the matzah is chalas toida rikiki nazir? Somebody baked matzahs that should be brought to the Beis HaMikdash in conjunction with karbonas, certain karbonas. And then we have the matzahs left over. They never used it for the karbonas. The matzahs are left over. And they're kosher l'pesach matzahs. It's not chomis, it's matzah. Can you use that for the mitzvah matzah on Leil HaSeder? So the Mishnah makes a distinction. If I made the matzahs for myself, I plan to bring it, I'm a nazir, and I bake the matzahs for my rikike nazir to bring with my korban, my shalmei nazir, or I wanted to bring a korban toida, so I bake matzah shal matzah, as opposed to matzah shal chametz, I bake pesach vegan matzahs for my korban toida, so then the Mishnah says I cannot use it for Leil HaSeder. But if I'm a baker, I live in Yerushalayim, I have a bakery, and I make matzahs, whoever wants to buy, I put up a big shingle, whoever wants to buy matzahs, chalas toida, rikike nazir, I have matzahs. So if I made it, limko bashuk, to sell asan, limko bashuk, then if I have left over on Leil HaSeder, then I can be yaitzeh with it. So the Gemara is, what is this? Halacha l'mashe b'sinai. It doesn't make any sense. The Gemara asks on the bottom of Lamed Ches on the base. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to try to give any explanation. But we don't have such halacha Moshe Mishina. It must be a svar. What's the svar? So the Gemara says, no, the svar is like this. If I bake the matzahs for myself, so I have full control over the whole situation. So I plan really to use these matzahs for my shalmei nazir, or for my korban toida. And then something came up, and I never got to bring the korban toida, never brought the shalmei nazir. Now I want to use it Pesach night for the seder. So the Gemara says that's no good because that's a lack of lishma. The matzahs for the seder have to be baked lishma because it says that's the top line of lamed ches on the base. The pasuk says lishmarta mishal matzahs. You have to have matzah mishtameres lishem matzah. Yosef says that this matzah was made for the shalmei nazir or for the chalas toida. It was made for a different purpose. It wasn't made for the mitzvah. But if I make it limka bashuk, so I always know that I may have left over. Whatever's left over, I'm going to use it for my own purposes. I had in mind from the very outset, whatever I'll sell to the customers, they should be made for chalas toida rikike nazir. Whatever will be left behind, I'll be able to use for myself in the mitzvah matzah. So you see from the Gemara Beferish that the din is that the shmura matzah for the Leil HaSeder has to be made lishma. And that's the reason why it says in Mem HaMenalef that if the nochri needed the matzah, the nochri baked the matzah, it's not acceptable. You can't use it for the matzah's mitzvah because it's lacking lishma. So whatever's left over. No. He says whatever's left over, I'm going to use for the seder.
Often he says, I'm making these for carbon X or so. No, they gotta go with
no.
carbon.
We assume that chalasadim kikanazu don't need the seal b'shema. That's a machlokes in Achrayim. That's a machlokes in Achrayim. So we assume those don't need the seal b'shema. Only matzah shalel aseda needs the seal b'shema. So if he's baking for himself, so he only has it. He didn't think he's going to have left over. He's making it for the chalasadim kikanazu. So he didn't make it b'shem matzah smitzah. But if he's making it litka bashuk, so then he says, if there's anything left over, I'm going to use it for the seder.
He learns the sugya, then he could have in mind that even for himself, in case something happens.
Okay, if he says, I have a mind that's left over, he can use it for himself. Also, he can also use it for the mitzvah. Right. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses, see, this is out of style now, this kind of discussion. The Prima Godim, the first question the Prima Godim asks on every single din and shas, is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabbanan? And the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot from the Prima Godim, so also on every page in the Shulchan Aruch he's going to discuss, is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabbanan? So the Mishnah Berurah raises, he starts a whole Bir Halacha discussion over here. This din that you need, baking the matzah b'shma, is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabbanan? So he says, you look in the Rambam, it's machlokes achrayim. So he says, it can't be a machlokes, it's wrong, it's incorrect. The Rambam writes the Pharisee that it's a din d'oraisa. He quotes the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. This din is really learned out from the Pasuk. This is not an asmachta. Ushmartam es ha-matzah is that you need asiyah l'shma. That's a real drashig murah d'oraisa. And the chalastoydiri kiki knows that he made it himself. It's no good ben atur. But then the Gemara has a discussion. Maybe you need shmura matzah, shmura mishas kitzira. Maybe when you're harvested from the ground, you have to be careful that it shouldn't get rained on. Shmur Mishas Ketzira, yeah. So what is that din? So the Gemara has a pilpul about it. Then the Gemara says it's not conclusive whether you require Shmur Mishas Ketzira. And Rabba was Machmir. Api Lohachi, the Gemara says, Rabba originally said you need Shmur Mishas Ketzira. Then he sort of was a little shaky about it. He wasn't sure. Then the Gemara said, but he didn't back out. Because when they were harvesting the grain, he told them they should be careful. He's going to use it for the matzahs, for the seder. So the Gemara, the bottom line on that, Gemara says, Alma, what do you see that you need shmur mishas ketzira? So many rishonim hold that this is only a chumah. Mikra din, you really don't need shmur mishas ketzira. That's why in America, when they started the matzah companies 100 years ago, I don't know, whenever they started the matzah factories. So the Rabbanim at that time said they should make all the matzah l'shem mitzvahs matzah. They have Jews pushing the buttons, and when they push the buttons and it goes, it bakes matzahs for 12 hours, all half a day. So they bake all the matzahs l'shem mitzvahs matzah, because most of the Jews in America are not going to use the shmurim mishas kid. They're going to use their regular matzahs. So mikir adin, we paskin that really all you need is asir l'shma, mishas lisha v'afir, and that's good enough. And the shmurim mishas ketzir, that's a hider, that's a chumah. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses, according to this opinion that we're choshish for, that you need shmur mishas ketzir, is this also the raisa or is that the rabbanon? So he says, this is probably only the rabbanon. Asiyah lishma, that you need the lisha of asiyah, from the time that you do the kneading, and the aricha, when you have the rolling pin, and you stretch it out, and then you have the things that make the holes. And you shape it and you put it in the oven, that's all called Asiyah Samatzah. So Asiyah Samatzah has to be done with Shema. That's a bona fide Roshi Gmura, Shmartim Samatzah, that the Matzah has to be made with Shema. But this din that you need Shmura Mishas Ketzira, that's not called Asiyah Lishma. What the harvesting from the ground is not the Asiyah. And the grinding it up to make flour is not the Asiyah. The Nesina Samayim, that's the beginning of the Asiyah. When you have flour and you mix it with water, the Nesina Samayim, with the Lisha, with the Aricha, with the making of the holes, with the reda, with the putting into the oven, that's called the asiyah samatzah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Taz and from other poskim. There's a big difference between the two. If the nesina samayim is done by a non-Jew, and there are Jews watching, it's done under supervision, but the asiyah, actual asiyah, is done by a non-Jew, so it doesn't help if you have Yisrael Oymer al-Gabov. The actual asiyah has to be done with Shema. So the one who's doing the nesina samayim has to be a Jewish person who's after bar mitzvah. The Vadas has to do the Asiyah Lishma. The Ketzira is normally not done by Jews. The Ketzira is done by non-Jews with Mashgichim watching, supervising. Why do we distinguish between the Nesina Samayim and the Ketzira? So he says, because it's not the same thing. Shmur Mishas Ketzira means Shima Mechimot. You should be careful, it shouldn't turn into Chometz. it's far-fetched. It hardly ever turns into chametz before you grind it up and you make flour out of it. After you harvest it, you leave it on the ground. Even if it rains, the rain is going to roll off. It's not really going to become, it's rare that it's going to become chametz. If it became chametz, of course, you can't use it for the matzah, but it's far-fetched that it's going to become chametz. So this is a chumra. If you say you need shmur mishas katsira, that's not asiyah lishma, that's shima mechimot. So shima mechimot, if a non-Jew is doing the katsira, and the Jews are watching, they're supervising, so that's good enough for shima mechimot. As opposed to the other din is a real din daraisa, that you need asiyah lishma, but the asiyah lishma is only needed when it's one called asiyah sa'alechem. Asiyah sa'amata is in the sinus amayim, with the lisha, with the afiyah, with the aricha. That's where he draws a distinction. One is a din daraisa, one is a din darabanon, and one is a din asiyah lishma, one is a din of shima mechimot. Two different dinim. Hechshe mitzvah. Yeah. Well, the asiyah samatzah is also hechshe mitzvah, but at least from the nesina samayim on, that's called the asiyah samatzah. That has to be done with shema. It's also hechshe mitzvah. Right. The tziv has a chiddush that whenever there's a hechshe mitzvah hakosa batorah, let's say detaching the esrik from the ground is not described in the chumash. Itself understood that if it's still attached to the tree, it can't be out to the mitzvah of lulav, so you have to detach it. But we don't say mitzvah bo yosef b'shluchi, you should detach it from the ground. And when you make a pair of tefillin, so you have to slaughter the animal, then you have to remove the skin, and then you have to treat the hide and make it into parchment. So there is no din mitzvah bo yosef b'shluchi. You can get another Jew to do it as well. The writing of the tefillin, that says, the writing, that's a hechshe mitzvah hakasa batar. But the rest of the hachanis, we wouldn't apply mitzvah bo yosef b'shluchah. To the hachanis that say in chumash, we would apply. So since it says, ushmartem es hamatzah, and the Chazal have a tradition that refers to asiyas hamatzah l'shma, so that's taka mitzvah bo yosef b'shluchah, that it's preferable if a person has time, if he has a mitzvah, should go do the asiyas hamatzah himself. Shouldn't just buy the matzah from the bakery. If people have time, they should go do it in the sinas amayim, or the elisha, or the aricha, or the asiyah. It's for both yours and the Bishlucha. This Mishnah that we just quoted, on Lamed Hey, Omed Aleph, talks about using Chalas Toida Rikiki Noza. When would the Chalas Toida bake for the Korban Toida? Korban Toida, there are four types of Chalas. Three are Matzah, and one is Chomet. So the Gemara says on Daf Yudgim Lamed Beis that it's obvious you cannot bring a Korban Toida on Pesach. Because one of the meaning is chametz. Not only can you not bring on Pesach, the Gemara interprets in the Braisa that you cannot even bring a korban toida on Erev Pesach, because you'll be ma'it in Nizman Achila. That's why on Erev Pesach we don't say Nizman L'Soida. This year Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so you're not on Shabbos. You don't say Nizman L'Soida anyway, because you can't bring a korban toida on Shabbos. And on Erev Shabbos, it's not Erev Pesach this year. We're going to do a lot of things on Erev Shabbos, but you say Nizman L'Soida this year on Erev Shabbos, because it's not Erev Pesach. But on a normal Erev Pesach, Shechol Yis Bechol, we leave out Nizman L'Soida, because that's a day on which one would not be permitted to bring a Korban Toida, because the Korban Toida is only Nechol Yom V'Laylo Ad Chatzos. And if you bring the Korban Toida Erev Pesach in the morning, the 10 of the 40 Chalas are Chometz Dik, so they can only be eaten for a couple of hours into the day. You can't eat it Yom V'Laylo Ad Chatzos. So you might in Nizman Achila, And you may cause it to become puzzled. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to bring a korban where you're causing it to have a shorter period of the ma'at and the zman achil. So when the Mishnah talks about using chalas toida rikiki nazir for matzah, when did he bake the chalas toida rikiki nazir? He baked it on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The fellow baked the chalas toida on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And when is he going to bring the korban toida? Next week. He's going to put it in the freezer. He probably baked the chalas toida last week. Probably baked it last week. They didn't bake it on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi, we don't have this Rashi on the Gemara. They quote this. The Rishonim quoted in the name of Rashi. You learn the Masechta. You learn the first 119 blots in the Masechta. So you keep on getting the impression that there is no requirement that the matzahs have to be baked on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The Chalas Toida sounds like it was baked a week before. But then you get the Kuf Chof on the base, and the Sifta ends on Kuf Chof Aleph on the base. So you get to the bottom of Kuf Chof on the base, Omar Rove, Ochal Matzah Bizman Azeh Lacha Chatzos. What's the din if you eat the matzah Leil HaSeder after midnight? Is that okay or not? So the Gemara here on Kufkot on the base has a whole passage, a whole 20 lines. The Mishnah says that you cannot eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos. You have to finish eating the whole Korban Pesach by midnight. So the Gemara quotes that some Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they were contemporaries, whether that's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan. That was observed for many years, apparently. Rabbi Akiva says that's only a gzera midrabbanan. In our Torah, you can really eat the Korban Pesach all night long. Why did they make such a gzera d'rabbanan? So we learned in the beginning of Brachas, k'dela hachik k'sadam and avera. If it will allow people to eat the Korban Pesach all night long, up until Alois HaShach. Alois HaShach is around 2 hours before sunrise. It's pitch black outside. No one, you can't really discern. It's hard to tell that it's Alois HaShach. So somebody by mistake may continue to eat the Korban Pesach even after Alois HaShach, in which case it will be Nifsal Delina, and it will be an Issa Kuris. It's nicer. So Kedelahachi Kesodim and Aver, we want to protect people from violating the Yisra of Achilas Noisa, so we don't permit them to eat the Korban Pesach after midnight. Rav Elazar ben Azar disagrees, and he says, no, that the din of Chatzos is a din d'oraisa, learned out in the Pasuk, V'ochlos habasa balayla hazeh, and that phrase, balayla hazeh, has the connotation of Chatzos, just like the other Pasuk says, V'avarta be'eretz mitzayim balayla hazeh, v'kesi kol b'chor be'eretz mitzayim yodam ad v'hema, and there it means chatzos. So to over here, rachlo sabas malayla azay means chatzos. So kind of blazman azay, it's a din deraisa that the korban pesach must be eaten by chatzos. So Rabbi makes a statement and he says, what about bisman azay? No one has any korban pesach. The meduber is about eating matzah bisman azay. Can you eat the matzah after chatzos? So Rabbi says it depends. If you should assume the din is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that min haTorah, the matzah, the korban pesach must be finished by chatzos. So the pasuk makes a hekesh. Pasuk puts together al matzah samroim yachlu, should eat the korban pesach in conjunction with matzah mar. So if the din by the korban pesach is that you have to eat it by chatzos, so that carries over to the matzah also. The matzah and the mar, you have to finish eating by chatzos. But if the din would be like Rabbi Akiva, that chatzos is only a gzera midrabbanan by the Korban Pesach, so they only made that chumrah by Korban Pesach. There's no reason to assume they made the chumrah by matzah, so then you would be permitted to eat the matzah after chatzos. So Rabbi leaves it hanging. He always doesn't say, how do you paskin? So do you paskin like Rabbi Akiva? Do you paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azar? So Rabbi left it up to Tosfos. So Tosfos has the machlekes, Tosfos over here, and Kuf Chof on the base has the long Tosfos, and Tosfos in the Gemara has the two opinions. There were a group of the Balei HaTosfos thought that we should paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azar, that chatzos is min haTorah. And then maybe you have to finish eating the matzah by chatzos. And then Tosfos adds on, Tosfos in Megillah, the end of the third Perek. Yeah. Good kasha? I don't know. That's a good kasha. Have to look in the Rishon. Sounds like a very good question. Have to look in the Rishon. Maybe it's only like Pesach Mitzrayim. How does he know? I don't know. So Tosfos writes in the Megillah that right. Tosfos quotes it. Stam Nishnas like Rav Elazar ben Azar. Sounds like we pass like Rav Elazar ben Azar. So Tosfos writes in the Megillah. Not only the matzah in the beginning of the meal when you said the bracha Shekadoshanim Amotzi Lach Menorah Talachilos Matzah. Not only do you have to eat that matzah before chatzos, you have to even finish the afikomen before chatzos. Why? Because this is a big question. What is afikomen supposed to represent? So Tosfos Shita is afikomen is the ikar mitzvos matzah. Even though you say the bracha al achilas matzah at the beginning of the meal, everybody has in mind that we're not yotze b'day. We really have a mind to be yotze b'day matzah that we're going to eat at the end of the meal. So since that's the ikar mitzvos matzah, so if you pass like Rav Elazar ben Azar, the chatzos is a din d'oraisa, it carries over from Korban Pesach to the matzah. You have to finish the afikomen by chatzos. What about the abrikosis? What about the benching? What about the halal and the drinking of the fourth course? So Tosfos is in Megillah is not concerned about that. They're only worried about the matzah and afikomen. That's as far as it goes. The Ran, the last line in the Ran, in that perek, in the third perek in Megillah. What is it, the third perek? In Megillah, the fourth perek.
Megillah,
there are four prokim, yeah.
But,
yeah. So I forgot already which, the Tosfos is in Megillah Chof Aleph, and the Ran is the last line in that perek. I forgot to use the second perek or the third perek, I'm not sure. So the last line in the Ran, he says that you should, and the Ramah quotes this in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the Ran. He thinks that not only does it apply, the chatzos, not only does it apply to the afikoymen, to the matzah afikoymen, it applies to all the abakoses. Because when we require rochlos habosa balayla hazeh, it doesn't only go on the korban pesach and on the matzah and the maror, it goes on the abakoses as well. Like the Tosfos writes over here on Tzadik Tes on the base. The Tosfos commenting on the opening Mishnah in Arvid Stochim, so the Mishnah says that you can't begin the Seder Ad Shetechshach. What's the significance of Ad Shetechshach? So Tosfos writes, Ibn Maschal Ad Shetechshach, and another Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can be Moshe Mechoil Ala Kodesh, and the Gemara says you can make Kiddush when the sun is still shining. And on Pesach night, you have to begin the Seder after Tesach Kochavim. Why? Because the Korban Pesach cannot be eaten. This is Tesach's Chiddush. Korban Pesach cannot be eaten during this man of Tosefes, Yom Tov. Not all the Rishonim agree. If you look in the Tesach of Yudah Chassid and Brachas, on that Gemara, that Chavzayin and Beis, where the Gemara says you can say Kiddush on Friday when the sun is still shining, so the Tesach of Yudah Chassid writes, he thinks the same is true for Korban Pesach. You can't eat the Korban Pesach mibod Yom, if you're not Mekabel Yontif. But if you're Mekabel Yontif, so just like you can say Kiddush, he thinks you can have the whole Agada, you can finish Chad Gadya when the sun is still shining, you can finish the whole Seder. If you're Mekabel Yontif, there's not a problem. But that's not the accepted opinion. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't even quote that Tosfos of Yudah Chassid, they just quote this Tosfos. I'm sorry, Tosfos on the base. That's out of the question. You can't eat the Korban Pesach, Nibod Yom, and Erev Pesach, even if you're Mekabel Tosefes Yontif. You have to eat the Korban Pesach Balayla. And then they say the same is true regarding Matzah Morah, and the same is true regarding Abakaisis, it says. You shouldn't begin to say Kiddush on Leil Pesach until Tzeisach Kochavim. Why? Because the Kiddush is the first of the Abakaisis, and the Abakaisis, you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Abakaisis in the same time that you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So if they say then you get to the beginning of the first Kais, you shouldn't drink the first Kais of the Abakaisis until Tzeisach Kochavim, so the Ram says it in a year to the fourth coast, that you shouldn't have the fourth coast after Chatzais. Just like you should finish the Matzah and the Morah before Chatzais, so you should finish all Abakaisis. The Abakaisis have the same Zman Achila as the Matzah, and the Matzah has the same Zman Achila as the Korban Pesach. Everything has the same Zman. So the Gemara on Kuf Kof on the base has this comment. If the din would be like Rav Loza ben Azariah, then more than say whether the din is or not. If we should accept the opinion of Rav Loza ben Azariah that you can only fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach min HaTorah if you eat it before Chatzos, so that din carries over to Matzah as well, because there's iskish, there's a hekish between Matzah and Korban Pesach. So now the Rishonim quote Rashi. He says the whole Mesichta from the beginning till Daf Kuf Chav, we all worked on the assumption you can bake the matzahs 5 months in advance. That's when they do this. They finished baking all the matzahs a long time ago. The matzah factories, they finished baking all the matzahs. He says, Rashi says, when you get to Daf Kuf Chav from the base, you come to the realization that there's a hekesh between matzah and Korban Pesach, b'negeir to the Zman. So the Gemara is only talking about the Zman Achilas matzah. The Zman Achilas matzah should be identical with the Zman of the Achila of the Korban Pesach. So Rashi claims the Zman of the Hachonas HaMatzah, the Zman of Afiyas HaMatzah should be the same Zman as Shechitas HaPesach. The sin Shechitas HaPesach can only be Erev Pesach after Hatzos in the afternoon, so you can only be Yotze with matzahs that you baked on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. If you bake the matzahs before, you're not Yotze, then it's Adin Menater. In our generation, only the Hasidim do it. The Misnagdim don't do it because the Vilna Gaon makes fun of it in Shulchan Aruch. But this was the practice in the days of the Balei HaTosfos. All the Balei HaTosfos baked the matzah and Erev Pesach afternoon because of the Shitas Rashi. So the Rishonim raised the question, look in the Mordechai, at the end of the first perek in Sochim, as Simen Tov Kuf Mem Gimel, they quote that the Rash Mishan was asked the question, what do you do this year? When Erev Pesach Holi is B'Shabbos, when are you going to bake the matzah? When would you bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos afternoon? Shechitas HaPesach is Becha Shabbos. What are you going to say? Afiyas HaMatzah is Zecher Shabbos. That's ridiculous. That's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to make fun of the Hasidish practice to bake the matzah in Erev Pesach. So we'd always chuckle, and then we'd say, what are they going to tell me? What are they going to do in Erev Pesach? Are they going to bake the matzah on Shabbos? Of course not. So you see that the whole thing is wrong. So the Rash Mishan says you have to bake the matzah on Matzoi Shabbos. If you bake it on Erev Shabbos, you're not Yotze. I bet it says in the Tosefta b'Feirish that when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you bake the matzahs on Erev Shabbos. No, the Tosefta goes on the matzahs you're going to eat on Chalamayit for the last day's Pesach. The matzahs you're going to eat by the Seder you have to bake on Motzoi Shabbos. Right, what does that help? You can't bring the Korban Pesach on Motzoi Shabbos. So it's still no good. Rashi said, the whole reason why Rashi said you have to bake the matzahs because of the hekesh between the Korban Pesach and the matzahs, and not only does the hekesh apply to the Zman HaAchila, the Rashi claims it applies to the Zman HaKonas HaMatzah also. You have to bake the matzah and Erev Pesach Efter Chatzos, like you have to shech the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach Efter Chatzos. But you can't bring the Korban Pesach Balayla, but Leil Pesach, you can't shech the Korban Pesach. So why should you think that you can bake the matzahs on Leil HaSeder? So they point out, if you look in Rashi and Tzachim in the beginning of Perek Elu Dvarim, on Daf Samachem Abeis, Elu Dvarim discusses when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos and you shech the Korban Pesach is Decha Shabbos, so what about the broiling of the Korban Pesach? You also do on Shabbos. It says no. You can. There's no need to broil the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. You can broil it on the Tzoy Shabbos, on Leil HaSeder. So that you're not allowed to do. What do you do? Haktoris Emurim, you are the Olam. Why are you makta the Emurim? Let's say you bring the Tzmidim U'Mesachim on Shabbos. You bring the Tzmidim U'Mesachim. The din is that you can be makta the Emurim after Havdalah. So why do you makta the Emurim on Shabbos? So the Gemara says in the end of Menachos Chaviva, Mitzvah B'Shaita. Since Shabbos is nitan lehidacha, it's for the purpose of Hakrabas Tzmidim U'Mesachim, and it's more correct is always to do the Haktoris Emurim immediately. So even though it's Shabbos and it's a malacha, we permit you and we recommend you should do the Haktoris Emurim. So the same when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so the Mishnah says Haktoris Emurim is Deucha Shabbos. If you wouldn't bring the Emurim on Shabbos, it would also be good. You can bring the Emurim Balayla on Leil Pesach. But Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, so we do the Haktoris Emurim on Shabbos. But the Tzliyas HaPesach, the broiling, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, that you do on Matzoi Shabbos. So Rashi writes on the Mishnah, why is the Shechitas HaPesach is a Moloch and the Tilis Neshama? It's one of the Lamed HaSavas Molochas. Why is Shechitas HaPesach Decha Shabbos? So he says, because he can't wait till Matzoi Shabbos. Why can't you wait till Matzoi Shabbos? So that's what we would have said. So Rashi doesn't say it like that. Rashi gives a different reason. He should have said, because the Shechitas HaPesach has to be on the 14th of Nisan, Bein Harbayim. And at night is the 15th of Nisan. So Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the reason why it's no good because there's a general din that no karbonis can be, the avodas hadam of karbonis cannot be done by laila. Some avodas may be done by laila. Haktoris emurim can be done by laila. Nisach hayayin may be done by laila. Some avodas hakarbonis can be done by laila. But the dalet avodas hadam, the shechita kabbalah halacha zvika, and the dalet avodas by a mincha, which are parallel to the dalet avodas hadam by a karbon, cannot be done by Laila. So the Achronim asked, why did Rashi have to throw in this new reason? That the reason why Shechitas HaPesach cannot be done by Laila is because the Yom Tzavos and Lahakaruz Korban Eyem is only by Yom Balo by Laila. He should have said because the Korban Pesach has to be brought on Yud Dalit, and if you bring it by Laila, Tezvav, it's the wrong day. So they point out, apparently Rashi thinks that the Gemara says in Chulin that even though for Shabbos and Yom Tif and Yom Kippur the din is Hayom Halach Achar Alayla, all the holidays go from sundown to sundown. When it says a Kachavim, that's the beginning of the next day, and goes to the next day says a Kachavim. But in Kochim, the Gemara says it's the reverse. It's Halayla Halach Achar Ayon. So when you bring a Korban Chatos or a Korban Hashem or a Korban Tov, you eat it Yom Balayla. Why Yom Balayla? Because the Layla is Halach Achar Ayon. The family Rashi thinks over here that if you would have brought the Korban Pesach Balayla Leil Tezvav, it would be really considered Yudalit. For the purpose of Korbanos, Leil HaSeder is still considered Yudalit. So what's so bad? So it's Yudalit, so why can't you bring the Korban Pesach Balayla? So the answer is because Bayom, Yom Tzavos Bayom Valo Balayla. So Rashi holds that Psul Bayom Valo Balayla, that doesn't apply to Afiyas HaMatzis. You can bake Matzis Leil HaSeder, that's baking the matzahs Leil HaSeder is theoretically it's the correct man for Hakrovas HaPesach also. Except Balayla, that's a din in Korbanos. You can't be makriv Korbanos Balayla. But Afiyas HaMatzah Balayla is good. I bet it's the wrong man. No, it's the right man. Leil HaSeder is really Yom Yudalit. Yom Yudalit after Chatzos means till all night long is okay. And that was Rashi's practice. They used to bake the matzahs. When our Pesach was called the Yisbashamis, they would bake the matzahs Leil HaSeder.
And in fact, they don't be good according to this part.
Which day would be good?
Any day of the week. If you wait until night, it still belongs to yourself. Let's say, for instance, Monday night is the first day. According to what we just
any,
said,
yeah.
Rashi,
any
it would be good to bake them, okay, to bake them out at night.
Yeah, except that you want to start the Seder, it takes a long time. So if it's Matzoi Shabbos, the Rosh Mishnah insists that you have to bake them out in Balayim. They had a problem, if you look in the Sefer HaParnas, that's one of the Talmidim of the Balei HaTosfos, so they write, the Jews most of the time didn't have their own ovens to bake, so they had to rent by Goyim, like the Rabban had to walk down the block and rent the right. So some of the Goyim were very frum, Catholics. They wouldn't allow Amir Eliyakum Sunday to do Malacha, so they wouldn't rent out their ovens to the Jews. We're not allowed to bake on Sunday. Shvisus came. So not only would they not bake, and by them their Sunday began Matzoi Shabbos. Their Sunday began Matzoi Shabbos, so they wouldn't bake, and they wouldn't let any Jews bake using their ovens either. So how were the Jews going to bake? So the Sefer HaParnas writes, they would always get a guy who wasn't so frum. They would bribe him. And everybody had to take turns baking the matzah in his oven, and they didn't begin to bake the matzah till after Chatzos. They didn't begin to say that till after Chatzos. It took forever to bake all the matzahs when Erev Pesach Chol is B'Shabbos. So they had to bribe one guy. There was always one guy who wasn't so frum. So they had to bribe him.
The more matzah on his man field than his man field.
Yes. No, so those who shunned didn't hold from the Chatzos. Okay. They were not marked on the Hasidim. So
the
Gazon the Goyim. That's what they said. And the Rashi. And the only reason why you can't bring the Korban Pesach Balayla is because of the general din, the Yom Tovos, and the Hakavos Kavanim. That's what the Achrayim point out, the deal kind of Rashi, and that's the practice that Rashi and the Balayla Tesis had to bake the matzahs, Leil HaSeder, when our Pesach is called Yisbe Shabbos. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says when Erev Pesach is Chol Yisbe Shabbos, so obviously you don't bake the matzahs on Shabbos. So it says they don't. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this, Rosh Mishans, doesn't quote this. This was a common practice in France and Germany in the days of the Balei HaTosfos to bake the matzahs. Leil HaSeder doesn't say that. It says you bake the matzahs on Erev Shabbos. That's where the Zon Legoyen makes fun. That's when he lifts it. What are you talking about? You can't bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to laugh. There's only one laugh at that practice, that you bake the matzahs Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. Dafke Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. What do you accomplish? The guy has chametz in the house. You can still eat chametz Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. You can eat chametz Leil Shabbos also. Shabbos morning you can eat chametz. So what is he baking the matzah?
What is the process of why did you need to Erev Shabbos after Shabbos if the Holomoid matzah?
Right. The simple reading of the Tosefta is the way it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that you bake the matzahs for the Seder on the Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. No. The Vilna Gaon says, it goes on, correct. The Vilna Gaon says the Pashup Shach, like you said. The matzahs you're going to use for the Seder, you bake on Erev Shabbos. Yeah. Matzahs for the Seder.
Bake
on Thursday too. Bake on Thursday. Okay. But they had chometz around the house that they didn't want. Yeah. I don't remember. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Tosefta in Sochem. Right. Yeah. Okay. But why do you bake matzahs every year on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Burn the chametz in the morning. That we have a good explanation. Why do you bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Why should you do that? I really had in mind to talk about the Shver Rama, but I see time will not permit. Maybe I'll say, regal achas. Okay, what do you do for Shabbos Shudas this year on Erev Pesach? So the Taisus on Tzadik Tes on the days raises the issue. It says you're not supposed to eat a meal on Erev Pesach Samach L'mincha Ktana. So Taisus says, what are you talking about? What can he eat? Chametz is out of the question. He had to stop eating chametz in the morning. Matzah, the Yerushalmi says you're not permitted to eat matzah the whole Erev Pesach. So if you can't eat chametz, can't eat matzah, there's nothing to eat. Have a snack, a nash he may have. Mini tagimi may have an Erev Pesach, samach mincha ktana. So what is he referring to? So Tesha says, must be talking about matzah ashira. The matzah ashira is not kosher to be yotzei dechayvos. So matzah ashira may eat on Erev Pesach, But you're not allowed to eat a meal with matzah shira stomach l'minchat tana. So many people had the practice to daven mincha early on the erpes or shchali is b'shabbos. You daven mincha 1:45 minyan, and then you go home and you eat shalashudas, and you have matzah shira, you have egg matzah. So Rav Soloveitchik was not happy with that practice because of the Rambam, whose opinion is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says that matzah shira is possible, only applies in the four cases that the Gemara has, on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. It was lush the matzah, the yayin shemen dvash acholov. Only one of these dalet mashkin. But the Rambam writes, if you have egg matzahs, it's kosher to use it for Leil HaSeder. That's not the accepted opinion. But that's what the Rambam writes. Matzah shen ilosha b'nei peris is good for shmura matzah. Only if it's yayin shemen dvash acholov, it's not acceptable. So since according to the Rambam, the egg matzahs are kosher for the mitzvah on Leil HaSeder, so Rav Soloveitchik didn't want to eat egg matzahs on Erev Pesach because Eichel Matzah b'Erev Pesach is prohibited. So a couple of years ago, the last time Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, and one of the matzah companies decided to have an einfall. So they baked egg matzahs with wine. And they wrote in big letters that these egg matzahs have wine. So even according to the Rambam, it's possible. So even the Rambam would agree that you can use it. So I just want to say, what is the reason? Darach al Shulchan asks. No one understands. It's a deep, dark secret. It's a mystery. Why did the Rambam take the Gemara so literally? Only these four mashkin, Yayin Shem and Vashu Cholov, and Egg Matzah is good. Why is only this is Matzah Shir and that's not Matzah Shir? What's the logic behind it? Darach al Shulchan throws up these things. He can't figure it out. He says maybe because these mashkin have some chashivas. He doesn't understand why. So the Avnei Nezer has an Iluyish interpretation. Avnei Nezer is always Iluyish, always very sharp. Never anything bland, always very sharp. So he says, there is a machlekes hatanoim, if you have a long Italian bread, and an adam tummy touches it at one end. So we have a rule, magam miktasa ke magam bekuloi, so you metami the whole loaf of bread. Unless it's sliced already, so I touch this slice, and this slice is tummy, and the rest is not. But if it's one long bread, it's chibur, it's one chibur, and magam miktasa ke magam bekuloi. What if the long Italian bread doesn't have any water in it? It was nilosh b'nei teres. Do you say may Paris make a chibur or not? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. If you have a loaf of bread that was nilosh may Paris, whether you fly. So the Yerushalmi says in Maseches Chala that machlokes hatanoim is the root of another machlokes, is identical with another machlokes hatanoim. Is the rechiv hafrosh eschala if you make cake or cookies without any mayim? I made only with may Paris. Because in order to be chayv and afrosh eschala, you have to have a tziruf of mem gimel beitzim mechomish beitzah. You have to have so much dough should be mitzuruf yachad. So is made peris mitzaref anas? And Yerushalmi says that's the same machlek as hatanoim, where the made peris makes one chibur so that you should apply magam mitzvah to kamagam bekula by the Kabbalah stum. So how does the Rambam paskin is unclear. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah doesn't say anything explicit. So the Avnei Nezer claims, based on Pirush HaMishnah, he thinks that the Rambam paskin that it's not mitzaref, that Nei Peris is not mitzaref. So he says, the Mela we understand why the Rambam sheet is that it's only called matzah shir if it's one of the four mashkin. Why? So he quotes the Tosfos, what if you have a shmura matzah and you smear on a little jam? Does that make it into matzah shira? So Tosfos says, no, it wasn't, it's already matzah, it wasn't baked with the jam. It's only called matzah shira if you baked it with some ashiras in it. If you're going to have a lot of jam smeared on, so then it may be that you're not yet to the mitzvah matzah for a different reason. The Gemara says if you eat matzah with a dvar hashuah simultaneously, so then also dvar hashuah is a mevatel dvar mitzvah. That's a different consideration. But if you just have a light smear of jam, it's not going to be mevatel. And it's not called matzah shir because it's not connected. So what if I made egg matzahs? I have the apple cider with the eggs mixed in when I bake the dough. Is that taka connected? Or do you say, no, it's just sitting there. It's not connected. So the Avnei Nezer says it depends on this machlokes hatanoim. If you have Isush and Elosha, the May Peris, if it's Mechaber, if the May Peris are Mechaber, all of the dough together, all the flour together, then it's Mitztarev and it's Mischaber. So you have, it's called Isush and Elosha with May Peris, and then it'll be a Matzah Shir. But he thinks the Rambam paskins that May Peris is not Mechaber. And he thinks that the Rambam paskins that it's not chayv and afrosh eschala. Isishin eloishim and meipers. Machlokes hatanoim. So the mail over here, it's like smearing on jam on the outside. So the only things that would be mechaber would be other mashkim other than water that are from the Zayin Mashkim, the Zayin Mashkim on the Chabad, that everybody agrees. So what are the four Mashkim that are from the list of the Zayin Mashkim? Yayin Shemen, Vash, and Cholov, these are from the Zayin Mashkim that are Mechaber. So since they are Mechaber, the Isa, so it's Mitzaref to the Isa, so that's called Matzashir. There are Zayin Mashkim that are officially Mechaber. So two of them are Mayim and Tal. So Mayim and Tal, that's a regular matzah. That's not a third one is Dam. Dam is Achtreif. He can't use it anyway. So two of the Zayin Mashkim are matzah. And one of them is Dam. There's nothing to discuss. He only left with four. So he said, it's not a deep, dark secret why the Rambam only holds these four. He says, the Rambam goes with Shitasa. So quite a harif. Okay. I have to apologize. Next Thursday, I'm going to be dancing Avtzei Chasanis. Two different Talmidim are getting married, so I have to go to the weddings. And then the Thursday after is the Bikas Chanukah. So that's the last year before Pesach.